I don't want to do this. I don't. I really don't. Because I'm not crazy. But of course, that's what every crazy person says. But I'm not. I'm not crazy. I'm just crazy about you. And you might think that that's the same thing, but it's not. It's so not the same thing. And this sounds like a crazy person just ranting. But my craziness, my insanity, it's all down to one thing. It's all down to one person. It's all down to you. And you don't even know who I am. This is not how I saw things going. I'm a normal person. I was a normal person. I had friends. I dated. I flirted. I functioned in normal society. And then you walk into my life. Only you don't walk into my life. You walk past my life. Our lives were parallel, but never intersecting. I didn't even know you existed. How did I not know you existed? The shiver that just went down my spine. But that one fateful day, well, it changed everything. Because I saw you, and suddenly I was crazy, insane. Suddenly I was mad about you. And I'm ashamed of it. I am. But I am crazy. It was just a glance, just a single glance. But suddenly you were all I could think about. I tossed and turned. I couldn't sleep. Because all I saw was your face, and my mind would not turn off. My mind was just turning, just turning, just turning. I thought that if I saw you again, it would just fade. If I spoke to you, if I learned more about you, it would just fade away. I'm not crazy. I'm just mad about you. Completely and utterly mad. And so I began. I found you. And I followed you. I watched you. I recorded you. I would watch the videos and oh. When I would see you on that screen, my heart would just melt. Even though I was learning that you weren't perfect. You can be so sarcastic. You can be cruel. Just sometimes. Just occasionally. But you weren't. But the more I learned about you, the more defined you became in my heart, and you took form, and my madness deepened. And I'm not a fool. I am not a fool. I am rational. I am functional. I am not crazy. But when it comes to you, when it comes to you and anything about you, anything. I am obsessed. I am utterly infatuated. I am so far gone that it is funny. Only it's not, because it's me. This is me. And it's you. I'm not a schoolgirl. I don't get crushes. This isn't a crush. I wish this was a crush. This would be an awful, embarrassing crush, but it's not a crush. This is so much more. I am aware of who you are. I know all your dark secrets. I know all about your regrets. I know all about the things that haunt you. Because I'm smart. And I've used that smartness, that keen intellect, to just dig into you. The hours I have spent researching you, watching you, following you. My life has just gone to waste. I have nothing now. I have no home, no job, no money. Absolutely no money, because I spent it all on you. On gifts for you, on camera equipment, on lockpicks. I learnt to lockpick so I could get closer to you, and it worked. I remember the first time I stepped into your apartment. I was surrounded by you and I... This is embarrassing. I swooned. I fainted. Because I could smell you and feel you, and it was just too much. It was so overwhelming. Ugh. When I came to, I was confused. I thought you were there, and I was so happy. I was so happy that our lives were intersecting, that we were together. But we weren't. Because you weren't there. And that moment was miserable, but also so joyful. It was the first time I admitted that I was mad. Things just descended from there. Or perhaps they ascended. I'm not actually sure. All I know is surrounded by your things. My madness. It became everything. I am very, very self-aware. I know that this is bad. This is so bad. This is not unfortunate. This is not an accident. This is deliberate. Everything I've done, I did for one sole reason, and that was to get to you, to get you alone, to separate you from your life. Because I can't stop thinking about you. And in doing so, in spending time, hours, days, weeks, immersed in my madness, my love, my feelings for you, I realize that your life and my life will never meet. The parallel tracks will stay straight and parallel. Yes, I can sleep in your bed. Yes, I can wear your clothes. Yes, I can do things. But you were never there. And I can't just love you from afar. I tried. I really, really tried. And you can see how well it went. It did not go well. But I did try. Why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this? Because you probably don't want to listen to me. You probably don't want to sit across a table from me and hear me just talk. But this madness, it pains me and it enchains me, and oh, I am so decidedly mad. I'm very self-aware, too self-aware. If I wasn't so self-aware, this would be easy. This would be joy. Because immersing myself in you, watching you, following you, smelling your clothes, it makes me so happy. It makes me content. And I've never been content for one day in my life, but you. You make me content. But there is this nagging little voice. Because I love you. I love you so much. So, so much. Just so, so much. Just, I love you. I love you. I love you. But I didn't want to. I really, really, really didn't want to. This is not my fault. This isn't on me. This isn't on me. This is you. This is all your fault. And rationally, I shouldn't say that. I definitely shouldn't say that. But in case you hadn't already figured it out, I left rationality by the side of the road quite some time ago. I think it was the first time I laid in your bed. The first time I put my head on your pillow and just inhaled. I breathed you in, and suddenly, as self-aware as I am, it didn't matter. It didn't matter, because this isn't me. This isn't my fault. This is you. This is all you, because you are just so beautiful. You're just so beautiful. You are gorgeous, stunning. You are. I can't take my eyes off of you. I love you. I am so in love with you. And for the longest time before this moment, I wished for something to destroy this, to break it. But it can't be broken, because I am mad about you. I am obsessed. And now that I have you, now that you're here, now. All that's left is the madness. All that there is just looking at you and falling even deeper in love, because even the way you breathe is so bewitching. Why did I fight this? Why did I resist? Why did I struggle? What was I thinking? I love you. I'm obsessed. I'm infatuated. I am so far gone, and I'm not coming back. I don't want to. I just want you. From the first moment I saw you, all I've ever wanted is you. And now I have you. You're all mine. We no longer run parallel. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. We're together. You're mine. You're finally mine. Oh, you're mine. What am I doing? What am I doing? I can stop. I can stop. I can still stop. But I don't want to. I don't want to. I do not want to. All I want to do is love you. To cherish you. To look after you. To spoil you. I love you. And what was I saying? Oh, it's not important. You're the only thing that is important. You are everything in you. I'm so happy. I am so, so, so happy. And it wasn't a minute ago. A minute ago, I was overwhelmed. I was just overwhelmed because you are heady and intoxicating and mine. Mine, you're mine. You're mine. And you're not smiling. You're not smiling. But that's okay, darling. That's okay because I am smiling enough for the both of us. Because I love you and I've done. Oh, you don't need to know. I mean, you know some of what I've done, but not all of it. You don't know everything. You will, because I don't want there to be any secrets, but I just think we should move slowly. Because I love you. 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 I'm mad about you, and that's all that matters. That is all that is important. I love you. And nothing else matters.